الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. عليك أفضل الصلاة والسلام يا سيدي يا رسول الله. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, today inshallah we're going to touch base on something as a Muslim nation, as a Muslim individuals, families, something that we missed. It's one of our features as Muslims that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in a different places in the Quran, and Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam give us the examples. And in Quran, inshallah, we will touch base on these very good examples. It's one of the features that when we lost it, we lost a lot of advantages. What is this? Ash-shura. Ash-shura, which is counseling, asking for advice, sharing your opinion with the others, getting others' advice, listening to the others. Ash-shura is one of the principles and features of Muslims that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us in Islam في سورة آل عمران وشاورهم في الأمر. It's an order to Prophet Muhammad عليه السلام to counsel the people, to ask for advice, to share his opinions, to listen to the others. And ulama get to the conclusion that ash-shura or counsel or asking for advice is a fard ayn. فرض عين ليس فرض كفاية. The difference is فرض عين, that means each and every individual, it's a must in each and every individual to ask for advice, to share his ideas, to share his decisions with others. وفرض كفاية, that means it's, if some people did it, it's enough for all the society. But shura, just counseling and asking for advice, is فرض عين, that means individually you have to do that, each and every one of us, men or women, it doesn't matter. And that's why this is the value of this one. It's very important that because we have lost it, and we will see what happens, we've lost it. We don't share, we don't ask for advice. Now, asking for advice also, as ulama said, that you have to ask Ahlul Hal wal Aqd, that means people who has experience, who could provide good opinions, who has actually proof of whatever opinion that they get to. So it's not asking anyone. And this is another thing. If you need help, if you need advice. And Islam has given us this. We have to do it on an individual basis, as I told you. So you, as an individual, if you are in something that you don't know what's the decision, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us salat al-istikhara. You are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, counseling with Allah, and you do salat al-istikhara, which has a dua. Salat al-istikhara, and tastahdar Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his knowledge, to ask Allah for help, to help you to make the right decision. So that's on an individual basis, to ask, to do this counseling with Allah. And salat al-istikhara, al-du'a, as ulama said, you said the du'a before the tashahud or after you've said salamu alaykum. But you do it with this niyyah, that means with the intention of salat al-istikhara, asking counsel and advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is with Allah, and you do it also with the others. And on the family basis, the father, who is the leader of the family, it's mandatory for him to counsel his daughter, even in the marriage cases where the daughter is virgin, he has to get her acceptance. That's a must. It's not optional, it's a must. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, the first lady who asked and counseled to get her advice when al-wahy, when he came in with the angel Jibreel, was his wife. He asked her actually that, I've seen this, what do you think about it? Because it's something new to him. So this is the first one to ask, it's his wife actually, he's asking her advice. So even on the family basis, you have to ask for this advice across the family. It's not a bad thing at all. Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام في موقعة الحديبية, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them that you're not going to get into Mecca. People came in do ihram. So they're in you could say they are in a situation, individually, psychologically, that we are going to do Umrah. But they can't do it. And Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told them, we're not going to do it. You have to release from your ihram. And people didn't do it. And he came in to his wife, Umm Salama, and told her, this is what happened. And she told him what to do. She told him, just change. You do it first. They will do it without you telling them. If we use our terminologies, modern terminology and management, it's leadership by example. You just do it. They will do it. It's very simple counseling, asking his wife. So it's very important on an individual basis, on a family basis, that you do that counseling. On the society basis, on a government basis, and this is more and more important, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described those people who do counseling in Surah Al-Shura. يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. That means they are feared from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do their praying. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَهُمْ. That means whatever they have, it's always in that discussion, actually, to prove the point, to confirm that whatever decision you want to take is the right decision. So it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us and described those people that أَمْرُهُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَهُمْ. So it's a very important thing for us to do it. Now, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam always in any of his غَدَوَى, that means it's only fighting, always counseling and asking help from Sahaba, always. And as you probably know the story, that he is one of the times actually fighting, and one of the Sahaba asking him, أَهِيَ الْحَرْبُ وَالْمَكِيدَةِ, because Prophet Muhammad told them to sit in some place, and this person came in, Sahabi radiallahu anhu, and asked Prophet Muhammad, is it the technique of war you are telling us to sit here? What he wants to say actually, is it an order from Allah, then we have to obey? No discussion. Or is it you, Prophet Muhammad, والسلام, that it's a technique of war that you ordered us to sit here? So Prophet Muhammad والسلام, told him, no, not harb wal makira, then it's the technique of war. So he told him, no, then this is the wrong place to sit. Then Prophet Muhammad started to ask him, then what is the right place? And he told him, according to the technique of war, we have to sit in this place, because this place has all of these disadvantages. And he ordered everybody to change. So it's not a bad thing at all. Someone is going to advise. Now, there are rules how to advise as well. Because there are adab al-nusha, that means you have to take the principles of how to advise. And we have to be very careful. Don't jump in and advise someone and it might be the wrong way. So we have also to be careful. And quickly, I'll tell you the story of Al-Hasan or Al-Husayn, who are actually the grandsons of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, wa sayyida shabab al-Jannah. They are the masters of young men actually to Jannah, inshallah. They have been doing wudu, a position, and they've seen an old man who is in their father's age doing wudu totally wrong. They know that it's a must to go and advise, but how to advise? And this is very important. وَدْعُوا لِسَبِيلَ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَكِّ. So it's not like go in and say whatever you want to say. No. They came in, both of them, and think about an idea, what to do. And they've agreed that we're going to call this person and ask him to be the referee. We will do wudu and he is the referee. Because they want him to see how to do it right. And they've asked him, quietly, that you're going to be our referee, and both my and my brother are actually competing who's better, doing wudu better. And after the man actually have seen both of them, he said, أَنَا الَّجِي أَحْتَاجُ الْوُضُوء. I mean, I am the one who needs to improve his wudu, not you. So he got the message politely, nicely. So there is a lot of rules about this one. That could be another khutbah. So asking for advice and asking for mashura and a different opinion is a very, very good example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran gave us very good two examples. وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran there are examples of everything. Two different nations in the Quran, Allah mentioned them. Both are disbelievers. Both, they don't believe in Allah. But see what happens to both. The first nation mentioned in Surah An-Naml. This is the kingdom of Saba, مملكة سبأ. And they have a queen, she's called Bilqis. And you know the story of the Hudhud, the hoopoe, the bird who came in to Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he told him that yeah, I've seen people actually yasjuduna lishamsi wal qamar. That means they are actually worshipping sun and moon. They are not worshipping Allah. Now, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam sent them a message. Now, what she has done, and she's a disbeliever, she's kafir. What she's done, she started to do counseling. Ya ayyuha al-mala, ma kuntu qati'atan amran hatta tashhadun. I'm not going to make any decision unless we agree on this one. So they told her, we are very strong. Whatever you want to start to decide, we will do it. And she hasn't done the fighting. She has actually sent a gift to Prophet Sulaiman. So you could see the features here, the counseling, which is mainly led. What happened? She started to get opinions of those people that she trusts. ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون. What is the end of this one? The actual end of this, the whole kingdom believed Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, and they actually believed in Allah, the whole nation. So you could see the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us about a nation that do counseling, sharing ideas, getting consensus, listen to each other. And what is the end? A very nice end. Now, you see the other example, the other side of the spectrum. Ala Fir'aun. Prophet Musa alayhi salam came in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a very nice expression in the Quran. La arikum illa ma ara wa la ahdikum illa sabira rashad. Absolute autocracy. This is my way. This is the way I'm telling you to do, and this is what you have to do. He's not consulting. He's not asking help. And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the feature of those types of people in the same ayah. Now, who is his only helper? Haman. Probably the worst. Because that's the only helper that he is asking him for help. What are the features of those people not even trying to counsel? One, they're actually suspicious. Suspicion, one of the features of those people not counsel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the evidence. What actually Allah says, Fir'aun asked Haman, ابني لي صرحا لعلي أطلع إلى إله موسى. Oh, you are not, so you should be sure, you are telling them you are the God. So you should be sure of this one. But he's actually suspicious. He's not very sure because he's a liar. So he said, actually, build me something higher that I could see Musa's God. You see, this is his mentality. Because it's suspicion. He's not sure. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. And that's the second feature. Unfair. Lame. He was killing each and every child. Unfair. One of the features of those people never counted. So they have suspicion. They're actually unfair. Tughyan. Tughyan, I mean to exceed the limit. At-tagha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually obsessive. Obsession of this one. Al-kadib. Lying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in two different ways. One, that Fir'aun is actually accusing Musa that Musa is the liar. And it's actually the other way around. He said, إِنِّي لَأَظُنُّهُ كَاذِبًا. Fir'aun thinks Musa is a liar. And this is probably that you know that people who are lying actually describing the others with the same thing that they are doing. SubhanAllah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that he's a liar. And I'll tell you very soon now. So all of these features, so he's lying, he's suspicious, he doesn't have that confidence actually whatever he decides. And also, not only this, even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send him someone to advise him to say him a good word, he's not going to listen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Ghafir, the same story about Fir'aun. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. And if you say that the history, it's his cousin. He told him, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا يَقُولُ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. Are you going to kill someone who's saying that my God is Allah? Because this one, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Ghafir, يَكْتُمُ إِمَانًا. He believed in Prophet Musa, but he's hiding it. He can't say that. But then he said, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا يَقُولُ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. That means, are you going to kill someone who's telling that my God is Allah? And then he told him the very good advice. Something that we all do in this, our modern management and everything to assess the situation. What did he say? Tell them, let's check him actually. إن كان كذبا فعليه كذب وإن كان صادقا يصبكم بعض الذي يعدكم به. That means if he's a liar, he's going to take his punishment. If he's telling you the truth, then why not? We're going to take all the benefits that he's saying. So this is to assess the situation. Let's discuss the pros and cons. So it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that example in the Quran. So even those ones that having all of this blame, unfair, Allah is sending them someone who is wise to tell them that, listen, do this. But subhanallah, in the next ayah, Surah Al-Ghafir, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ هُوَ مُسْرِفٌ كَذَّبٌ. Allah never tell the right path to this people, musrif. Al-musrif, to exceed doing massive amount of sins, hyper sinner, you could say so, massive amount of sins, and kadhab, lying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Fir'aun kadhab. So this is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the features of those people not counseling. Those two examples in Quran, very good examples of if you do counseling, you will have a very happy ever after end to this story. Because you share, you take the advice of the others. Those ones, as ulama said, أهل الحل والعقل with the experience. اسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. Ask the experts if you don't know. And on the other side, the nation that don't do counseling, autocracy, they're unfair, suspicion, not sure, not listening to anyone, absolute autocracy. And what's the end? Destruction. A whole destruction. Total destruction. Subhanallah. This is two different examples that we really need to touch base on these ones to know and try to put an analogy of what is going on to our world. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم إني أستغفرك ذنبي لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Dear brothers and sisters, the two examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in the Quran about people who are doing counseling and people who do not do counseling, and see the end between both. And if you do that example in our modern life, really, وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. All the examples are actually in Quran. If you apply these examples in our modern, you will find a lot of unfair systems in this world. And if you look at them, you will find it's always autocracy, unfair, suspicion, lying. There's no need to mention any evidence of lying. There's a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about those people, one of the features of a liar. It's a very, very nice ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهُدُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. When you listen to him, nice words. Very nice. Very good words. It's the best. He's trying to get the right terminology in the right place. Everything's perfect. وَيُشْهُدُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. And that's why Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام في حديث about the Arabic language, إِنَّ فِي الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرَ. البيان, who is people who could speak Arabic, pure Arabic, perfectly. لَسِحْرَ, that means you could just like to listen to them. But maybe they are telling lies. إِنَّ فِي الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرَ. And that's why, when you listen to someone, you have to assess whatever he said, whoever is he. Whoever is he. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, in one of his actually speeches, that everyone يُرَدُّ عَلَيْهِ. That means everyone up to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, you can have a different opinion, even with Abu Bakr. Except the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يرد عليه, لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال لنا إنه إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. It's not a matter of this. It's not a matter of personal opinion. إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. And that's why we need to know that this is one of the features that we lost as Muslims. Counseling, asking for advice, consensus, to agree on something. But we have to differentiate, as ulama said, لا اختلاف فيما نص فيه, meaning that whatever Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about, of the hadith is thabit, we don't do the counting, meaning that we don't, should we do it or not? It's an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is not things that we have to discuss. Everything else, whatever we have, and ulama said actually those things that are not in the Quran is massive, probably 100 times what's mandatory. Now we can counsel, now we can ask advice, now we can share it, we have different opinions and all of that. And this is, it's a must on us, as I told you up front. Faridat Ayn, that means it's mandatory in each and every one of us to believe in this. To believe in this. And actually in the Arabic books, about blame system, an unfair system, it told us actually about like a funny story of Juha, if you heard about him. It's a character during the Abbasiyin. And it's about how unfair system could look like. This person whose character is Juha came into the governor of the town that he lived, and he told him that I have a cow, it's a white cow, and you know that the Sultan has another cow, which is a red cow, and the red cow is just doing butting to the white cow, and he killed it, it's dead. And the master said, I can't give you any money, there's no compensation, it's a cow, there's nothing to do. And then Juha said to him, oh, no, I'm sorry, it's the other way around, it's my cow, the white one, hit the red cow, said, Wayhak, أَقَتَلْتَ بَقَرَةَ الْسُلْطَانِ, that means, whoa, have you killed the cow of the Sultan? It's the same cow, it's the same rules. But you could say the unfair, total change. And that reflects you. Once you have unfair system, there's no counseling, there's no listening, there's no consensus. It's the main feature. Once lying came in, there's no way to go out of this. We, Muslims, on an individual basis, within our families, within our communities, it's a good thing to start, to get advice from, to share the ideas, to ask for advice. It's something that proves your self-confidence. Because if someone else has came in with a different opinion, that's not important, that is not something critical. It doesn't undermine the effort. And ulama said, if they have one opinion, اجتماعهم حجة واختلافهم رحمة. That means if you have, if all the ulama came in with one opinion, حجة, that means there's no ifs and buts. It's one, this is the right opinion. But if you have different opinion, it's actually mercy. Because you could follow this, or you could follow that, or you could follow that. So if you're following this, it's okay, as long as it's one of the ulama. If you follow another one, it's okay, it's right. As long as اختلاف رحمة. And there is one question came into both Umar radiallahu anhu and Abdullah ibn Abbas, both have different opinions, different answers. And Prophet Muhammad did not actually object to any one of them. Because he can have different opinions. And that different opinions doesn't mean that we are wrong. No. But we have different opinions. Something that we need to provide opinions. So it's something that we really need to change internally on a personal basis. Within your family, if you have that confidence, you have to share to make the decisions with the family members as well. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر. وصف بنا يا مولانا فيما جرت به المقادير. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا تفرقا معصوما. ولا تجعل فينا مريضا ولا محروما يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم وصل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.